It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In southern Afghanistan, U.S. Marines and their Afghan counterparts are tightening their grip on the crumbling Taliban stronghold of Marja. Each day, troops uncover weapons caches left behind by Taliban fighters.
One major threat to troops and local civilians remains the homemade bombs called IEDs, improvised explosive devices. Hundreds of them were planted across the 70 square miles of the Marja district in the months leading up to the offensive. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson recently spent time in Marja with India Company of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines, which spent most of its waking hours dealing with IEDs.
The Marines detonate 400 pounds in IEDs they uncover on the bridge into northwestern Marja. The so-called daisy chain of bombs could have killed and maimed a lot of troops if they'd driven across them. But in this controlled explosion, the only casualties are a dozen doors and abandoned stores that are blown off their hinges. Captain Bill Hefty commands India Company, which discovered the bombs and captured the militant holding the detonator.
I wasn't shocked there were IEDs, but I was a little shocked they were completely set up for us to come north to south, straight up the middle. I thought they would have thought I was a little smarter than that.
Outsmarting the Taliban in hopes of avoiding these deadly bombs is a full-time job for Hefty and his team. So is the hunt to find all of the IEDs in areas where the Marines and Afghan soldiers are forced to tread, says First Lieutenant Justin Gray, who is 27 and from Atlanta.
We can see the guys that are shooting at us, but we can't see this stuff in the ground. You know, we have dogs and we have metal detectors, both great assets, but sometimes it's just luck, you know. But yeah, the IEDs are definitely the greater threat. It's harder to counter those than it is to counter a small arms fire.
In the first 3 days of the offensive, Gray's men uncovered nearly 20 IEDs in a tiny village they captured from the Taliban. But there were a few they missed.
Hey, listen up. Everybody's got to push back that way.
One Marine warns the others to get back. An explosives team just found two IEDs right outside the gas station in which they spent the night. Gunnery Sergeant E.J. Pate from Mullins, South Carolina, helps blow up the IEDs.
They're probably going to find quite a few more in this area.
And what is this exactly? Like, how many pounds is this?
So about 60 pounds. It's probably an ammonium nitrate aluminum powder mixture, which is what they've been using so far. And it provides blasting cap of some sort and a pressure plate with a power source.
Later that morning, Staff Sergeant David Sutherland of Carbondale, Illinois, takes another group of explosives experts and combat engineers to clear a road between India and Kilo companies so they can start moving troops and supplies.
Do you worry when you get this?
There's always some bit of worry, man, but I feel that we're trained well enough to prepare for it. So it is what it is. It's here to save lives and help people out.
Sutherland and two other explosives experts slowly wave handheld metal detectors over the dirt road and across nooks and crannies in nearby mud walls. When they get a solid reading, the combat engineers with them spring into action. They use their knives to dig into the dirt in search of a pressure plate or wire. Sometimes they gently kick at a suspected spot with their boot. Most of the time, the digging and kicking reveal it's a false alarm. Juice containers, bullet casings, even single servings of instant coffee in aluminum wrappers set off the detectors. But the good news, Sutherland says, is their thorough search means they can clear this patch of road. He decides to spot check an area nearby that was briefly swept by another patrol.
I have to double check it because people have missed them in the past. Not good.
It turns out to be the right call.
Further back.
Sutherland has found an IED. To get rid of it, he blows it up. The staff sergeant says what tipped him off to the IED were two larger stones he spotted nearby, one on top of the other. The stones were a warning from the Taliban to local Marja residents not to tread there. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News.